This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, attaining eternal happiness in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it is an honor to be here at your service, A to Z, Islamic lifestyle. So we are talking about attaining eternal happiness in our Islamic lifestyle. So, you know, unfortunately, when it comes to happiness, because of the, you know, ultra-Western, you know, societies that we live in, or the societies that are not Western but are, you know, highly influenced by the Western world, we find that happiness is defined in, you know, incredibly wrong ways. So what happens is that happiness is usually defined in non-Islamic manners and in non-Islamic ways. And so what happens is that, unfortunately, we think that making a lot of money is a source of happiness, having, you know, a really good fast car, having a huge house, having a lot of clothes or jewelry or shoes, that this is all considered to be happiness. And this is something that the Western world and Western culture has imposed upon the rest of the world. And this is something which is completely unnatural, because, you know, a big house will ultimately not lead to true happiness. Before we really talk about what it is that leads to true happiness, it's important for us to know, you know, what doesn't lead to true happiness. And like we said, you know, these kind of material things, these material, joys, if you will, even though they're very temporary. And that is what is a very important point, is the idea that they're temporary, they're not lasting, and they don't give you that sense of satisfaction that we are looking for as a human being. And to be honest with you, the only way that we can attain that sense of satisfaction and fullness and contentment, of course, is by living a Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about, you know, happiness, we're talking about cheerfulness, we're talking about joy, we're talking about satisfaction, contentment, you know, how to fill that empty space inside of you, which you can't really pinpoint. So we said that how the Western world, unfortunately, you know, has a tendency to teach us un-Islamic things that we end up, you know, inculcating into our lives. You know, and one of those things is that happiness comes about via things like money and wealth and power and social status and, you know, a top model wife or a top model car or a top model house or, you know, jewelry or, you know, clothes, shoes, I don't know. These kind of things, they say, are what brings you happiness, you know, and this is all false. What's really interesting is that there's many reasons why this is happening. One of these reasons, of course, is that if you think that buying things makes you happy, then in order to be happy, you will buy things. And when you buy things, well, you're making money for somebody else. And that is what the whole trick is. That's what the game is. But just before time runs out, living a Islamic lifestyle is what will bring you to true happiness, because true happiness comes about via the closeness to the Almighty Allah, the nearness to the Almighty Allah, and that void and that emptiness that you are trying to fill is the love of Allah. And it is only a Islamic lifestyle which creates the love of Allah, and it increases the love of Allah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim,
Allahu Allah.
Ya Ghaffaru Ya Qahhar,
Allahu Allah.
Ya Wahhabu Ya Razzaq,
Allahu Allah.
Ya Fattahu Ya Alim,
Allahu Allah.
Ya Rahmanu Irhamna, Ya Razzaqu Irzuqna.